Good morning. Brokerage is gung-ho on ICICI Bank stock. Indian market price-to-earnings premium shrinks compared to emerging markets. Government seeks to break up ONGC into smaller units. And India Grid NCD offers chance to lock in deposit at 8.2%. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. Dalal Street looked set to make a strong opening, with Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange trading some 200 points higher early in the morning. However, stocks in the rest of Asia drifted at the open. As investors looked for clues on economic recovery and awaited the outcome of a Federal Reserve meeting later this week, US stocks rallied on Friday, driving the S&P 500 index to a near record closing high after factory data and new home sales underscored a booming economy. US treasuries traded steady and the dollar maintained losses against major peers in early trade. Bitcoin fell to the lowest in 7 weeks on Monday as it struggled with the $50,000 level and nearby technicals. Oil prices were little changed, as were those of gold. That said, here's what else is making news. The recent surge in COVID cases has shrunk India's valuation premium to its emerging market peers, perhaps giving an entry opportunity for those on the sidelines. The PE premium of MSCI India, an index tracked by global fund managers to measure local stock values, dropped below its 5-year average to 38%. The MSCI India index is trading at 20.2 times its 1-year forward projected earnings. Asia's fourth biggest market by value historically trades at a premium of 45 to 50% on the long-term basis to its emerging market peers. Brokerages have maintained bullish views on private sector lender ICICI Bank, and some have even raised the target price on the stock after it reported 260.5% growth in standalone profit to 4,403 crore rupees compared with the year ago period. CLSA, Dolat Capital, Edelweiss Wealth, MK Global and Motilal Oswal have maintained a buy rating. CLSA has raised the target price on ICICI Bank to 825 rupees from 800 rupees and Dolat Capital has raised it to 700 rupees from 640 rupees. Shares of ICICI Bank ended 1.6% lower at 570 rupees on Friday. Investors will have a good opportunity to lock money at higher interest rates when the NCD of India Grid Trust opens for subscription on the 28th of April. The NCDs with the highest rating of AAA will be issued on a first-come, first-served basis. The NCD is offering interest rates as high as 8.2%, way higher than the long-term deposit of any top-rated company. Financial planners are advising clients to put up to 10% of their fixed income portfolio into this security. The issue closes on the 7th of May. Overseas investors have slashed their bullish derivative bets on India's main benchmark Nifty as the second wave of COVID-19 across the country has forced them to turn cautious about the country's near-term prospects. Their net bullish positions in index futures, including the Nifty, have lightened to 2,250 crore rupees from 9,500 crore rupees on the 8th of January, according to IIFL Securities. Analysts say foreigners are cutting their short-term trading bets with the outlook for the economy turning uncertain after the virus spreading rapidly and causing record deaths. And lastly, in a move that will turn ONGC into a lame duck, the oil ministry has drawn up plans to carve up the country's largest explorer into smaller entities, sell stake in its major producing and upcoming fields to private companies, and privatize smaller discoveries. The action plan centers around hiving off in-house operations, drilling, well services, logging, workover services, and data processing into separate entities. It identifies Ratna R and Panamukta offshore fields as well as Gandhar onland in Gujarat for inducting private partners in the western region. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. HCL Tech has offered a skill-based allowance of 25 to 30% of their CTC to about 16,000 employees. Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services plans to carve out a special business unit for its fintech vertical, which will be run like a separate independent company, said MD Ramesh Iyer. The Sri Group said it received an expression of interest for capital infusion from New York-based private investment firm Cerberus Global Investments BV. Karnataka Bank has said it is targeting to grow its business at 12% to over 1.4 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year and will gradually increase the share of retail loan in its portfolio. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!